How to monetize your influence, how to turn your influence into income. A creator's guide to brand deals introduction. Turning your influence into income means using your audience, credibility, and content to create paid opportunities. This guide explains how African creators can package their value, attract brand deals, price their services, and get booked for paid collaborations through platforms like Bantu Buzz. Whether you are a micro-influencer with 5,000 followers or a macro creator with an established audience, this guide will give you practical steps to monetize your influence. What does it mean to monetize your influence? Monetizing your influence means transforming the trust and attention you have built with your audience into a sustainable source of income. This goes beyond occasional sponsored posts. It includes brand collaborations, affiliate marketing, content creation services, product reviews, ambassadorships, and even launching your own products. Africa's creator market was valued at $5.10 billion in March 2025 and is estimated to reach $29.84 billion by 2032, growing at a compound annual rate of 28.7%. Communications consultancy Communique projects that Africa's creator economy will reach nearly $18 billion by 2030. The opportunity is massive. Why followers alone are not enough? Many creators believe that growing their follower count is the only path to brand deals. That is no longer true. Brands across Africa are quietly rewriting the rules of influencer marketing, ditching the obsession with million follower accounts and actively seeking creators who command smaller but fiercely loyal communities. Trenders analyzed more than 200 influencer campaigns across West and East Africa and found that micro-influencers with follower bases between 10,000 and 50,000 consistently outperformed macro-influencers on actual sales conversion. The shift is clear: depth over breadth, authenticity over aesthetics, and consistent community engagement over viral one-offs. Bantu Buzz CEO Blessing Makona put it this way: the future of influencer marketing will not be won by brands that simply chase large follower counts. It will be won by brands that understand audience quality, engagement, trust, and performance. Step 1. Understand your audience. Before you can pitch to brands, you need to know who you are speaking to. Brands pay for access to specific audiences. Ask yourself, who follows you? Age, location, gender, interests. What problems do they have? What content do they engage with most? What products or services would they buy? This information is your most valuable asset when approaching brands. Practical action. Create an audience snapshot document. Include demographic data, age range, location, gender split, engagement metrics, average likes, comments, shares per post, and a description of your community's interests. Step 2. Position yourself clearly. Brands need to know what you stand for. A clear niche makes you more attractive than a generalist. African creators are now moving beyond entertainment into business formation. They are becoming brands, businesses, and venture builders. For example, Crazy Kenar Kenya built a media brand around comedic skits and expanded into a production company and digital academy. Iproko Doctor Nigeria, a physician-turned-health communicator, launched Awadoc, a health tech startup. These creators succeeded because they positioned themselves clearly and built trust in a specific niche. Practical action. Define your niche in one sentence. Example, I create content about sustainable fashion for young African women. Then build all your content around that positioning. Step 3. Package your creator services. Brands do not just buy followers. They buy outcomes. You need to package your services in a way that makes it easy for brands to understand what they get. Common creator services include sponsored posts, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube product reviews and unboxings, content creation photos, videos, graphics, event coverage and live content, affiliate marketing, brand ambassadorship, long-term partnerships, campaign management and strategy. Practical action. Create a simple service menu with package names, what each includes, number of posts, platforms, deliverables, and pricing. This makes you look professional and saves time in negotiations. Step 4. Build a brand-ready creator profile. Your creator profile is your storefront. Brands discover you through it. A strong creator profile should include a professional profile photo, a clear bio explaining your niche and audience, your location and the markets you serve, audience metrics, follower count, engagement rate, demographics, connected social platforms, content examples, your best work, service packages with pricing, past results and testimonials. Bantu Buzz provides creators with the infrastructure to showcase portfolios, pitch to campaigns, manage collaborations, and secure direct payments. The platform uses AI-powered analytics to help brands assess creator performance, audience relevance, and engagement quality before making marketing investments. Practical action. Complete your Bantu Buzz creator profile with all the elements above. Make it easy for brands to discover, shortlist, and book you. Step 5. Price your services. Pricing is one of the biggest challenges for creators. Here is a simple framework. Start with your baseline. What do you need to earn per month to sustain your content creation? How many brand deals do you want to do per month? Divide your monthly target by the number of deals. Factor in time spent creating content, planning, shooting, editing, posting, usage rights. How long can the brand use your content? Exclusivity. Can you work with competing brands? Your audience size and engagement rate. Remember, small creators can still earn from brand collaborations. Focus on your niche, build trust with your audience, create strong content, and offer affordable packages to brands. Step 6. Get discovered by brands. There are two ways to get brand deals, reactive and proactive. Reactive, brands find you. This happens when you have a strong profile, post consistently, and are visible on platforms like Bantu Buzz. Proactive, you find brands. This means pitching directly to companies with audience data and campaign proposals. Nigerian actor and filmmaker Bolu Essien said creators who proactively approach brands often secure opportunities ahead of competitors. Bantu Buzz bridges this gap by serving as a dual-sided marketplace that connects brands with influencers across Africa. The platform goes live on July 1 and is designed to transform how brands identify, analyze, and collaborate with content creators. Practical action. Create a list of 20 brands that would be a good fit for your audience. Research their marketing team contacts. Prepare a pitch deck with your audience data, content examples, and proposed campaign ideas. Send it. Step 7. Deliver like a professional. Getting a brand deal is only half the battle. Delivering professionally is what gets you repeat bookings. Professional delivery means meeting deadlines, communicating clearly, delivering high-quality content, providing usage rights and deliverables as agreed, reporting on campaign performance, building a long-term relationship with the brand. As a proco doctor said, passion was never going to sustain me. You have to figure out a way to make what you're doing sustainable. He now employs more than 20 people. Professionalism is how you turn one-off deals into a sustainable business. Common mistakes creators make. 1. Chasing followers instead of engagement. Brands are shifting toward nano and micro-influencers with smaller, deeply loyal audiences who boast significantly higher engagement rates than mainstream counterparts. 2. Waiting for brands to come to you. Many creators still approach partnerships reactively, waiting for offers rather than pitching directly. 3. Not having a professional profile. If a brand cannot easily find your audience metrics, content examples, and contact information, they will move to the next creator. 4. Undervaluing your work. To not work for exposure alone. As panel moderator Fiseo Fasudo noted, exposure deals should be strategic. Sometimes a collaboration opens doors to relationships, adds to your portfolio, or elevates how the industry perceives you, even if the immediate paycheck is small. 5. Treating Africa as one market. Africa is not a single market. It is 54 countries with different languages, cultural norms, and purchasing power. Position yourself for the markets you actually serve. Conclusion: turning your influence into income is not about luck. It is about understanding your audience, positioning yourself clearly, packaging your services professionally, and making it easy for brands to find and book you. Africa's creator economy is growing rapidly, from $3 billion today to a projected $17-18 billion by 2030. The creators who succeed will be those who treat their influence as a business, not just a hobby. Create your Bantu Buzz creator profile. Ready to get discovered by brands? Create your Bantu Buzz creator profile and start packaging your influence for paid collaborations. Bantu Buzz provides the platform to showcase your talent, manage brand collaborations, and get paid directly. The buzz starts here. Your voice is your power.